Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Die naweek gaan afskop met enkele buie en donderbuie wat verwag kan word oor Gauteng, as ook oor dele van Mpumalanga en Limpopo, en dit gaan baie warm raak oor dele van Limpopo en die Noordwes. Pretoria en Polokwane op na 27, Johannesburg 25, Mbombela en Emalahleni 24 en Rustenburg 28 grade.
In Sandingel op die N1 Noord is ons in vragmotor, dis nou daar na die Winnie Mandela Rylaan afrit en verkeer beweeg stadig.
Lede van die Marshalltown brandgeregsveldtog beplan om die uur by mekaar te kom by die Isindiso gebou in Johannesburg se middestad vir hulle betoging teen 'n tekort aan behuising. 76 mense is in Augustus verlede jaar dood tydens 'n brand by die gebou. Die betogers beplan ook om op te ruk na die kantore van die Gautengse premier en Johannesburg se burgemeester. En die minister van minerale hulpbronne en energie, Gwede Mantashe, het die BHP groep gekritiseer vir die voorgestelde oorname van Anglo American. Die Australiese mynreus het 'n aandele oorname op tafel gesit ter waarde van 743 miljard rand. Die transaksie hang af van die afsny van Anglo American Platinum en Kumba Iron Ore. Ek skade de Souza, meer nie som 9.
Well, a big weekend for the local teams in the URC. The Sharks have selected a Springbok-laden side for their match away to the Scarlets tonight at 25-9. Tomorrow, the Vodacom Bulls welcome the Ospreys to Loftus at 3. The Lions take on defending champions Munster at 5. And at 7, or just after 7, the Stormers host log leaders Leinster. Mamelodi Sundowns and Esperance of Tunisia will lock horns for the second time in the space of a week tonight when they clash in the semi-final second leg of the CAF Champions League. The visitors hold a 1-0 advantage. Kickoff at Loftus is at 8, and they build them differently in Zimbabwe. Former Zimbabwean all-rounder Guy Whittle has undergone emergency surgery in Harare after being mauled by a leopard while on a hunting expedition earlier this week. Whittle played 46 tests and 147 ODIs for Zim and now runs a safari business. According to his wife Hannah, his injuries might have been even worse had it not been for his faithful canine Chikara, who helped wrestle the leopard off him. There's more. In 2013, he discovered an 8-foot, 165-kilogram Nile crocodile had made his way into his bedroom at the game reserve, spent the night there under his bed. I'm Paul Enchinga, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacarina FM plays more.
It must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero.
Music.
My love is your love.
You love.